and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzana. You're tuning into the UALF Evolution Shift 2012. And, you know, a lot of people have been asking me, well, Darius, you've been at this UALF Evolution since, like, February of this year, you know, and how do you stay so excited? How do you stay so energized? How do you, you know, just deal with the energy and the possibility that this event musters and continue every day to expand? And I've got to be honest, some days, they are days that I am still absolutely excited, but there are days that the energy flows slower. And then there are days like today where it just flows like in these huge downpours and massive waves like tsunamis that come in. And when I feel a tremendous energy shift coming because of the guest or because of something special that I know is going to happen, that's when my energy is at its peak. And everybody that works with me knows that. And today has been one of those days. And the reason is because our guest today, Meg Benedicte, is going to be teaching us some incredible things, areas that I've studied that I'm absolutely fascinated with and completely in tune with energetically. I feel it in my body, and I want everybody here to just sort of make note of where your body is, because it is going to start to charge, resonate, uplift, and really vibrate to an incredible level based on what we are going to be doing here. So get ready. And the first step to get ready is to please let people know about what we're doing. There are people all over the world right now who are tuning into the old energy model, to the old grid, and our mission today, right now, is to blast that grid open and change the future of this planet. And you have, all of you, no matter what you have in your life, you have a mission. You have a key and important role in that, and that is to spread this message and spread your message. And you can do that by being a reporter, a reporter on the Facebook sharing blog at uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, and let people know what's going on. Let your friends and family on Facebook know what Meg is teaching. Summarize today's lesson. Take notes as you're tuning in, because we are going to be doing some activations. We're going to do some incredible things with Meg, and we're going to learn how to use quantum physics and the zero-point field, sacred geometry, and the art of alchemy, and even the spiral dynamic of Taurus as a tool for transformation at the molecular level. And guys, I am blown away with excitement. We're going to understand how to eliminate disease by reconnecting the human self with the divine self in the physical bioenergetic field. We're going to use vortex meditation to unlock gravity and activate the chakra centers and ignite your juice, your kundalini life force energy. We are going to create inner stillness, peace, and balance with zero-point energy harmonics of the sacred pi or phi energy. We are going to activate the pineal gland and the neural network of the psychic intuitive communication with the higher self, and we are going to stretch your possibilities. Now, Meg Benedicte is the owner of Soulful Services, a holistic-based business in L.A., California, and through extensive energetic research and quantum healing, Meg has discovered the magnitude of change that is possible when we all tap into the zero-point energy of a counterclockwise spinning vortex. Now, you're going to see me get a little tongue-tied on this call, because as much as I've studied, I haven't even gone into the depth of what Meg has done. So I'll be thinking I know what she's saying, and then something else will come up, and it's like, whoa, I never thought of that. So here we go. By transferring Metatron's sacred geometric math into a Taurus vortex to personal healing, she can access unlimited free energy to eradicate disease, polarity, and the decomposition of time. With this transformational technique, I mean, I'm just literally grinning here because this is just so incredible. Meg has helped clients to quickly shift consciousness, unlock karma, remove energetic patterns so they can clear out of date systems of 3D duality that limit their human experience. And by using geometric relationships to wave interaction, she has developed powerful unified field vortex meditations that are coded to bend space access fifth dimensional energy and wisdom and open the crown chakra portal to the higher self. She's been doing this for the last 15 years, and she's been sharing this with global audiences all over, and you are now part of that group. She believes that 2012 is a pivotal year, and she is going to be performing large global meditations to unravel the truth and connect us to the great central sun. I am very excited. Meg, welcome to the You Alter Evolution Shift 2012.
Hi, Darius. I am so excited to be here with you and your listeners. And I'm really, really excited to share what I discovered almost 20 years ago, this secret, hidden secret here of how to activate our supernatural powers. So imagine what our lives would be like if our supernatural powers were all up and running and impacting our lives. So that's what we're going to work on here today. So I'm just thrilled to be here.
Well, I mean, it is very exciting for me because I've studied some of this, but you take it to a whole nother level, and I guess maybe the first place to begin is what is happening as we are now in 2012 and moving into this literal climax of transformation. What is going on in our world?
Well, this year is pivotal because we have an incredible opportunity to break free of this oppressive regime, this oppressive reality that's been in duality. And because of the energy that is streaming onto our planet, it's in a higher frequency, and it's coming from our alignment with the galactic center and these increasing solar flares. And this alignment is through this year. Many of you have maybe heard about the Mayan calendar, and so during this year, all the way to December 21st, our solar system is lined up right with the galactic equator, and we're receiving this huge influx of photon light, and this is a carrier of higher consciousness, and so it's just streaming into our geomagnetic field and into our bodies, into our DNA, and it's transforming us literally from the inside out. So we can use this, we have 6 months left, you know, so we can use this energy that is creating actually our planet to spin faster. It's altering the compression of gravity on the planet. And when we can step into the quantum vortex during this amazing year, it allows us to open up our mind to this higher consciousness and to actually direct how our DNA is mutating and reforming, and it enables us to activate the pineal neural network and the right brain so we can receive intuition. And it also allows us to ingest this crystalline light, this photon light, right? So we're bringing this literally into the molecular level, and this is what's enabling us to unlock from the limits of 3D time. So it's just an incredible year.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I am salivating. We have people piling in questions, and it's already exploding here. So I want to let everyone know we are going to be doing some activation, so there's going to be an experiential part of this. So if any of this gets too deep or you go, well, I don't really understand, just wait, because we are going to be actually experiencing, you know, just a little taste, but you're going to get experiential. So I guess the first question is, what is the quantum vortex, and why is it such a powerful medium for us to tap into?
Okay, so how this was introduced to me by my higher guides about 17 years ago was basically they said, okay, just draw a circle with the 12 points, like the 12 astrology signs or 12 points on a clock. And basically what they were demonstrating to me was the sacred geometry of life and creation, which is Metatron's cube. So it's the 12 points around one. So they said, draw that in a circle in your mind. You can even draw it on a piece of paper if you need to, and step into the center of it and start spinning the energy. Well, of course, I didn't know what that meant. So I have had to, just like everyone else, had to learn this experientially as well. I didn't know any of this. This all came over the years as I witnessed what was happening and, you know, kind of experimented. But basically what it is it's tapping into this natural counterclockwise rhythm of our galactic black hole. And it's, you know, if you know anything about that galactic center, this is where stars are being created. It's a zero-point field, so that means it's in zero gravity. And in that zero gravity, you would think it would be dead space, right? You know, they talk about, you know, dead matter, dead space. It's not. It's actually a very vibrant field of light. And so there's all these like little popping spasms of light in that zero point. Mm. And this is the source of free energy. If we can tap into that and we can stream that into our bodies, into our systems, you will never feel drained. You will never feel disconnected from the universe anymore. You will, you know, immediately begin to be fed. It's like it's our inner fuel. So that's one of the greatest benefits of using this quantum vortex. And also, too, what it does is when you can get into a vacuum space that exists inside a vortex, it literally opens you up out of time, right? It unlocks gravity. And so when we can get into an environment where we can unlock the compression of gravity, which is like compressing our particles to form this matter, right? So we can unlock that compression, then we're opening up to the antimatter field. And, of course, this is where all exists in our universe that's unmanifested. So this is how we're able to tap into all that we desire and dream of creating but we can't get to because the gravity is compressing us and locking us in. And it even affects us down to the molecular level. So if we have any kind of discordant disease codes, multi-generational codes, right, we can unlock with the gravity, and then we can get in and start to recode ourselves and reprogram ourselves. It's truly transformational when you get into this neutral zero point inside the spinning vortex. Also, too, I've noticed in working with it over these many years, it in a way it operates like a centrifuge in chemistry class, right? If you get inside this spin, what it's doing is it's integrating everything inside it, right? And it just smooths it all together. So we have these four levels of our being, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, and usually they're not working together, right? The mind is battling the heart, you know, and we can't even feel our spirit. And so when you get into this rotation of the vortex, it starts to integrate all the levels of our being into oneness, into a complete holistic system. So it's operating as one. And also, too, what I found is when you get into this spin, the first problem that I noticed, and why are we locked down? You know, why are we only using like 10% of our brain? Why are we in this downward spiral of decay and degradation and devolution? And what I was shown by spirit intuitively was it's because we're in a clockwise rotation. So what physicists have been able to determine is even down at the subatomic level, we are oscillating, right? We are spinning. So even our little particles in our molecules, they are spinning. Everything in our universe is spiraling. It's a spiraling universe. And this is how we evolve. This is how we grow. But the problem is we've been in an environment on our planet of polarity, and it's held us compressed in time. And the downward spiral of time is clockwise, which makes sense. That's why our clocks are going in that direction. And so what they said was, okay, you need to get out of that. You need to pull yourself out of that because that's only going to be, you know, taking you into disease and death. And so first thing immediately that they had me do is get into the spin and start to spin up counterclockwise around the body. It's almost looks like almost like a soup can spinning around the body, right? And it takes everything inside it and it starts to rotate the oscillation rate, the spin rate, into counterclockwise. And what this does is it starts to get you into this resurrection spiral, this ascending spiral of evolution and out of the downward spiral of devolution. So that is like the first thing we'll do in our activation. This is a big, big deal. When we can get into counterclockwise, you no longer have to worry about death and disease. This is where we really start to move away from that reality and get out of the lock of polarity and start to move into singularity, which is the standing wave pulse of creation that exists in the zero point in our galactic core. So that's just some of the benefits. We'll talk about more, but at least getting the vortex up and running and around your body will start to alter your energetic field immediately. It's quite powerful.
I mean, I can't wait, and I'm kind of salivating here because this is so exciting. Miss Ross from California just wrote in there. She says, just even as Meg started talking, I felt a surge of energy run through my body. This is awesome, Darius. Thank you for having her on. So people are already just feeling, I guess because you are generating this and you are coming from this space, we are feeling it like you're a catalyst for us. really quick, because I want to get into that activation. In fact, I almost just want to be quiet and feel it all. But why there are people on this call that have been in the spiritual space and have been following things like the law of attraction or clearing work or removing blocks, and I get the feeling like everybody's been doing it sort of like in this third-dimensional, gravitational, clockwise reality, and it's like so just not working. Why? Why would it not work if they care, if their intentions are pure, if they want it? What is keeping people stuck in some cases, Meg?
That's a great question, because first of all, just so everybody knows that you're not at fault. We literally are living in a polarized operating system in this 3D duality. So what that means is for, you know, we have a north pole and a south pole. So we have a positive and a negative magnetic field pushing against itself to hold matter together. And so for every positive action you make, you get an equal negative reaction, and we call it counterforce. So it's like every time you move forward, it pushes you back because it's trying to hold everything in that balance point between the opposing polarities. And once I realized this, I was like, oh my God, I'll never get anywhere. This is constantly pushing me back when I am trying to grow and evolve. And so this is where I realized through intuition from my higher guides that we have to actually neutralize polarity to be able to evolve. We have to be able to get out of polarity, that opposing negative force, so that we can be able to get into this upward spiraling motion where you just continue to expand and grow and manifest, and it's just the most beautiful sensation. So to do that, that's why the vortex helps, because when you can get inside the spinning quantum vortex, what it's doing is it's neutralizing that opposing force of the north and south pole. So it starts to get you into a vacuum state. When we're in a vacuum state, this is a non-polarized state. And so if you think about just a natural vortex, we see like a tornado. And inside the tornado is, right, they call it the calm, right, in the center of the storm. It's a vacuum state. It's still. It's called it's the zero point. It's stillness. And then a spinning around it is just pure chaos and destruction. So what we do is we're, in a sense, putting ourselves in a similar rotation. We're getting inside the vortex spin, just like a tornado. We're getting into that stillness, that calm in the center. But we're using sacred geometry, and we're using the harmonics of Phi to be able to create an order spin. It creates a field of coherence. So we're no longer in chaotic destruction. We're actually monitoring and mastering and managing the spin, and it's listening and responding to our consciousness. And so by doing this for so many years, the vortex actually has integrated into my field, and this would happen with anybody who's using it. And it listens to my consciousness, and so it's constantly responding, and it's removing discordant energies, it's removing imbalances, it's protecting the outer boundary of my aura. And so that's what you're feeling. I'm always in it, and it's always active. And so when I tune in, wherever I tune in, so I'm tuning into you, Darius, and all of your listeners, that's starting to then wrap the vortex energy around all of you. So that's how we're going to work in a group. But this is where we have to get beyond polarity. That's where the law of attraction really isn't going to work that well. Yes, it works in updating what consciousness we run in our minds and in our hearts. Definitely, that is very positive. But we're still dealing with that counterforce of the opposing magnetic pole, and that's where we need to just eliminate all of that.
And that's what it sounds like where, you know, I know so many of us have had that experience where we're sort of like that counter-magnetic force. We have some great results, but then because we're still in the reality that is, you know, this duality world. For every good we do, then there's a sway back to the challenge or the challenges or the troubles that we have. Well, Meg, I am getting almost bombarded by people who are saying, I want to experience it. So I am with that explanation and with that understanding as to what may be missing for a lot of us, maybe let's do the first activation.
Okay. So what we're going to do is switch gears here and get more into that quiet meditative state, although Darius, you started us off really beautifully, so we're just going to kind of ride on that wave here. And what I do first and foremost, before I ever open up the spiral around me, is I get grounded, because if you think about it, if you step into a tornado and you're not grounded and rooted, that's not going to be so good. So first thing we do is we get grounded. And so we have magnets on the bottom of our feet chakras. The first thing I do every morning is I get up, and in my mind, I visualize that I'm going to now lock the magnets on the bottom of my feet onto my grounding platform. And this is underneath our, at the bottom of our aura. And each and every one of us has one. And it's usually about a foot into the crust of the earth at the earth chakra. So it's just, if you can imagine, you're going to just extend your feet into the earth a bit here. We want to get into that earth energy. And so we get the bottom of our feet locked on to our platform. And I always see it as like a gold disc in the earth. And so that's where we're going to get onto. And it's connected onto the new earth grids, the crystalline grids. And so I'm actually activating this template under your feet on your grounding platform. This is the sacred geometry of this vortex template. And so I'm just going to tune in to all of you. We're getting our feet onto our platform. We're going to start to get onto the sacred geometry template. And this, of course, is the image of Metatron's cube. So this is the circle with the 12 points around one. If you can imagine, you're just getting onto the central circle. And we're just going to start to use our breath to open up the flow of chi into the heart, into the lungs. All right, there we go. Now I feel everyone's starting to lock on. It's almost like your feet are kissing the earth there. You're just getting a nice suction right onto your platform and onto the sacred geometry. And what this does is it activates the vortex mathematics. And so first thing we're going to do is we're going to raise those 12 points as 12 pillars of light up and around the body, all the way up. And this is creating like a sacred temple around our body. Okay, there it goes. And then we start to activate the template under our feet to spin up. And it's going to angle from right to left in a counterclockwise rotation. And let's get that going. All right, there it goes. And I'm just going to start to open it up and expand the spin. So it's a vortex of crystalline white light, source light. And it starts to open up around the body. And what we're going to do is get into this upward spiral. I just start to feel into it or intuit into it. And we're going to move up through the 12 chakras. And so we have 7 chakras in the body, 5 above the crown. And they all connect to the 12 dimensions of our universe. And so we're going to encompass the entire unified field. And so now let's just go ahead and get into the spin. I'll take you in with me. And we're going to feel into, it's almost like going up an elevator in a skyscraper. We're just going to start to move up through the 7 chakras in the body. And then up into the 5 spiritual chakras above the crown. And we're going all the way up to our higher self, up at the 12th chakra. This is the top of our core pillar. And it's also the portal into the Godhead. So we're going to start to move across as a doorway portal here at the higher self. Our higher self is like our firewall, like our gatekeeper. And we're going to move through and into the Godhead, into that sea of golden light. Just step through, and we begin to dissolve our density and start to become more fluid and flexible. And what's happening is we're beginning to open up to the antimatter field. And just keep visualizing you're going to immerse yourself into this golden pool of godlight. All right, good. And when we do this, we're merging in and we're unlocking from the limits of 3D time. And we're merging in and blending into all time, all dimensions of our universe, of the quantum field. Good. There we go. We're just starting to blend in. And it's in here that we start to connect to our soul presence. This is our own unique soul frequency. Each and every one of us has our own energetic signature, our own frequency, our own vibration. And so we're connecting in to what matches to us, however that shows up to you. You may get a feeling, or you may get a sense of grace, or you might get an image of light. But whatever you do, let's hold the intention now that we connect to our divine soul presence in the Godhead. All right, beautiful. And now we're going to start to bring that energy back with us down through the higher self, through the portal, and we're going to bring it down into our body. I always see it like liquid golden light coded to our soul frequency. So it's like a river, like a stream of our soul energy, our soul light coming down the pillar, down through the crown, down into our heart center. And imagine your heart center as if it's like an empty container. We're just going to start to fill our hearts with our soul light, our soul love, our soul presence inside. And it's very healing and nurturing and regenerating. Good. More coming down in. And what we're doing is we're creating the bond between our higher self and our human self at the heart center, because we've lost our connection to spirit and by living in duality. So we're reconnecting and we're merging the two beings, the light being and the physical being, as one in the heart. All right, there you go. And let's just breathe this in for a moment. And what we want to do is fill up like an empty well inside. We're just going to fill up with our divine soul light, soul presence. And then we're going to start to work with our vortex. And so to do this, I always run a figure eight left and right here at the center of gravity. So this is right above the navel and like the upper belly. We're going to run a figure eight left and right there. Our feminine energy is on our left. Our masculine energy is on the right. So we're starting to balance them. And then we're also going to run a figure eight of light left and right hemisphere of the brain. Two, good. There we go. All right, we're starting to balance because what we want to do is create this zero point inside our vortex. And then finally, I'm going to tap into our galactic vortex and I'm going to start to stream in the zero point harmonic tones that stream out of our galactic center. We're going to start to bring them in. And this is in the frequency of Phi. This is the sacred geometry of the golden mean of the divine proportion. It creates order in our universe. And there we go, starting to come in. And we're going to stream it, again, right into our center of gravity above the navel and into our brain waves so that we're starting to bring in order and create a coherent field of resonance. Oh, there it goes. Starts to stream in. Now, I always see it as frequency streaming in. Some who are sensitive may hear the harmonic tones, but we're just bringing the energies in right now to come in and fill inside. Our goal here is now to create a zero point inside our core. And to do this, of course, we have to eliminate, remove any polarity. And so this is built up over time inside us from living in duality. And so especially between our masculine and feminine energies, or between, they could be running between the heart and the mind. It could be a fear program running, or it could be an operating system from our parents that lived in duality. So we're just going to start to really use our intention now to lift up and repel out any opposing force between light and dark, positive, negative, in masculine and feminine. We're going to start to lift this out as the frequencies, the harmonics come in. So it's kind of a swap. We're bringing in the harmonics of order and neutrality. All right, there we go. Now it's starting to move it. So now as we're getting the polarity pushed up to the surface, we go into the breathing. We just breathe this up and out of our hearts, out of our minds, out of our cells. We push it out into the vortex spin. It starts to take it out and send it right back to the galactic core, into the neutral field there, into the light to be absorbed in and transformed. All right, now we're getting a release. And so we're streaming in the harmonic tones. This is the tone of Om. This is the tone of God. It's of perfect order and balance and order. Oh, yeah, they're coherence. Spinning it in and releasing out all discordant energies that do not match our true soul vibration, our true soul frequency. All right, good. More coming out. Our goal here is to set up the zero point inside of stillness. Oh, more of that polarity, that opposing force streaming up out of our mind. It could be programs coming out of our mind. It could be opposing forces of grief or anger, rage, fear coming out of our hearts. And it could even be discordant DNA codes in the cells. There we go. We're getting a big wave coming out. Oh, spin it off. And we direct it back into the light of source, into the galactic core. It's like a vacuum tube. Sucks it right out. Takes it out. Good. And now I'm starting to feel us move into more of that calmer, peaceful, still point inside. Just keep breathing out the discordant energies, and what we're doing is now we're starting to mimic what exists in our galactic core, and also what exists in the center of our planet is a standing wave, a pulse of singularity. It's just like almost like a strobe light. It just flashes in the creative spark of light, and it doesn't move anywhere. It's in the standing position. It's right there. We're putting it right in our center of gravity there, right above the navel. We're just going to get that pulse. It's like a heartbeat of creation. Okay, there we go. Now it's starting to take hold inside us. It's still pushing out some more polarity and discordant energies. Oh, good. And then we want to also get that pulse of singularity under our feet on our grounding platform, so we're no longer grounding into duality. We're no longer grounding into those opposing forces of the North and South Pole. We're grounding into this singularity, which is that standing wave. It's just like you're standing on like a strobe light. Have your feet right on it. Your magnet's locking onto that pulse of our universe, pulse of creation, all right, that exists in our zero point. And then we're getting it here. It's under our feet. It's starting to open up the channels in the body. I'm telling you, this is what we need. We have to get out of polarity to open everything up. Starting to open up the circuits in the body to the source light from the crystalline grids underneath us, and also coming down from the heavens, starting to open our core pillar up so more of our soul presence can come in. So now let's get back up into the brain. So we work down at our feet. We're working in our center at the belly. Now let's go up into the pineal, which is nestled in the fluids there between the right and left brain. Okay, let's get in there. Running the tones, zero-point tones. Oh, there we go. It starts to remove any kind of filters that could be blocking our third eye, blocking the pineal. Oh, they're like filters like coming up and out of a camera lens. Let's just get those out. Again, that's counterforce. Oh, good. And we're going to keep bringing the crystalline light of source now. I'm going to stream this down and into the pineal. And it's like crystal diamonds in light, white light coming down and flowing into our pineal gland. You can actually imagine that your pineal gland is like a diamond itself, and it's just filling with that crystalline white light of source. And there it goes, starts to activate it more. And it's spinning. That's what we want. Everything's spinning counterclockwise, right to left. So it's like now the diamond, the pineal, is starting to turn into like a spinning nebulous star in our brain. Ah, there it goes. Whoa, and it's throwing off the density. It's throwing off those dark layers. It's throwing off the heaviness so that it can start to come alive and lighten and ignite. Ooh. And let me run the zero-point harmonic tones again now as it's activating. We want to get it in that singularity now. Okay, good. That's getting better. And this will help our brain waves stay up at these higher frequency ranges of the gamma ray. The good, you know, when you really get into a deep trance state, that's when we start to raise our frequency in the brain waves all the way up to gamma ray. And gamma ray is unity consciousness. And so we want to get out of these lower bands of like beta and alpha. That's more of the human 3D duality. We want to get higher here, up into the higher consciousness that we see, you know, we read about in the Ascended Masters. And they raised up into the gamma ray. So now we're starting to rise up higher and higher in the brain waves. It's getting lighter and lighter. You got your feet magnets locking you onto the platform so you don't rise out of your body. You stay in your center core. But what we're doing is we're opening up our awareness. We're opening up to higher consciousness. And we're opening our neural network almost like tree branches up, up, up to our higher self, up at the 12th chakra, the top of our pillar. There you go. Getting more of that opening up so we can communicate from our lower mind of the human all the way up that neural pathway to the higher mind of our oversoul, our timeless soul. Good. Oh, more opening. I can feel them branching up and filling with the light. So we're creating almost like a two-way highway. Up we send up questions. We send up requests for help. And then we're in this quiet, still points of order, of balance, of zero points. We can receive down the transmissions, the guidance. Okay, good. Now I'm starting to feel the movement up and down our two-way highway here in our neural network. Beautiful. And still activating. So here's the last thing that we want to do is begin to get our body intelligence synced up with our own soul frequency, because we've been living in duality and in separation. We've gotten out of sync, and so what we want to do, in a sense, we've kind of gotten tuned more into the external world. And so as we're turning back inwards right now, every chakra, so there's 12 of them in this pillar, are operating like a radio antenna. This is our sensory body, and we really truly are designed to be human radio antennas. And so what we want to do is first start to tune into our soul frequency and then get our radio antenna locked onto it so it's right on our own radio station. And this prevents us from having to worry about interference or misinformation or any of this. So, okay, so first thing is we just opened up our pillar, we opened up our neural path all the way to our higher self, and so we're just going to ask right now to stream again more of our soul light coming down through all these new open circuits. These are the channels in our bodies, and we can just hold the intent for a moment and breathe in. I am a clear and open channel for my soul's true, authentic frequency vibration. We breathe it in, we spin it in. It looks like light streaming through our bodies. It is our own soul frequency of truth and clarity and wisdom. And now we're going to sync up the body intelligence to lock onto our own soul frequency. And that begins to adjust all the radar dishes at our chakras to start to lock onto that stream of soul light. There they go. They're almost like on little elbows, and they're just starting to tune in now, away from the chaos out in the world, tune inside, down to our own frequency range. We're getting set up here like a radio station. Okay, there we go. Now I'm feeling it start to take hold, and the magnets on the feet are locking this to take hold inside us on our platform, all dialing in, syncing up with our own frequency, our own vibration. There you go. Whew, that's taking hold. And when we are grounding something in like this, when we do an activation, the vortex starts to spin very fast. And so what it's doing is it's now starting to pull it into the cell, pull it into the biology, into the physical to take hold. Spinning in, grounding in to take hold, locking into place. So that we are now becoming a human radio antenna to our higher wisdom and communication and knowing and abilities. We're opening up to our supernatural powers to be coming down in transmissions into us. We are a clear and open channel receiving in all the abundance that we need to support our lives, coming down like a funnel, down from this quantum field of all that is. Good. Now we're getting a good flow coming in. And because it's coming down through our higher self, our gatekeeper, and it's locked into our own frequency, it's only bringing in what matches us, what matches our own soul purpose, what matches our specific needs. So just open your heart like it's coming in and filling inside you, filling into your heart, into your core, all that you need to support you in this beautiful life coming in front of us here in the new earth, in the new energies, the new paradigm, in unity consciousness, where everyone is in a win-win situation. Oh, I'm feeling that pump up. It's amplifying because we're using crystalline light, so crystals amplify. Starting to really build stronger and stronger inside us. It's still spinning quite quickly here, so we're just breathing it in, grounding it in, cleaning our divine inheritance to live to our full potential, to live in union with our divine self. Good. To live outside of the limits of 3D time, to live in this upward resurrection spiral of our universe. And we are evolving into becoming divine humans. And we set this into motion now, and so it is. Breathe it in, spin it in, ground it in. We're still releasing old energies that don't match and replacing it with our divine truth, our soul presence, this beautiful crystalline light, Christ light. It's going all the way into the mitochondria in the cells, changing us from carbon-based cellular makeup to crystalline-based. It's creating a light body for our soul to live inside us. Oh, man, that's beautiful. Still spinning in and grounding in to take hold. Just believe in this. Own this. Claim this. This is your divine right to live to your full divine potential. And this is the time this year that we can actually achieve this. All right, good. And that concludes our activation here. And so we're just going to tap on the arms and legs, kind of come back into more of the body in the now moment. Feel the feet on the floor in the room. We were very expanded in all 12 dimensions. So we're just kind of pulling that more concentrated into our center, into our belly, kind of pulling all of this beautiful abundance inside us, making it ours. Good. Locking it inside us, feeding us, fueling us, transforming us from the inside out. Oh, there we go. Okay, everyone's starting to feel more grounded in their bodies, but fueled with this light. Awesome. Okay, Darius, we're back.
I am here. Oh, my gosh. I have got, like, a whole page of things that I could report back. I mean, it was astounding, and I'm going to share kind of what I felt, and I'd love to have people right now share what they felt before they kind of hear my story. So if you're on the blog, uwealthrevolution.com/now, maybe let me know what you felt, and you know, make note of it, and so we can see what happened with you. Now, what happened to me was really interesting. I mean, there was like a lot of different phases or steps of this process. I mean, what I first felt like was like this, I went out of my body, and when I started spinning everything counterclockwise, it was kind of like everything just got quiet and still. And I sort of felt just like this calm and peacefulness. And I started to hear a lot of different things coming from my higher self. A lot of wisdom is like became unlocked. I don't know if that's the right word, but I just started getting ideas and inspiration and courage and a lot of understanding. And then it was kind of, when you said something about, I remember recalibrating the frequency, I started feeling like this old frequency, and I almost think of like these mathematical formulas that don't serve me, it sort of like left my body. And I felt this new frequency come in with this, the proper like code or formulas like being downloaded and absorbed by my cellular structure. And so I felt all sorts of things, like a recalibration. I felt a lot more wisdom, and it's kind of like I'm here, but I feel like I'm still partly there, like I'm in the matrix, but I'm not totally, consumed by the matrix. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, that's how, actually, because we're now evolving into becoming multidimensional, so you're going to, I was still very centered in my belly, but I'm also there, too, and I'm receiving, constant receiving and insights from the different dimensions, but I'm still in my body, and I'm pulling it in, and yes, you're just going to really live in this expanded state now. We're moving into living in all time. That's what's happening because of the increasing frequency on the planet. Time is speeding up. We're literally moving towards zero point. And that's what's coming in front of us. And so the more that we spin in here and we start to live in all time and become comfortable in this, we're ahead of the game because we literally, our planet is moving towards living in no time, all time.
A lot of people are saying that, like, they felt so connected that they just literally, like, zoned out. Like, they don't even, they remember, like, once they connected and they downloaded, like, they just, time just sort of collapsed. Is that natural in this?
That's very natural. Yeah. And when I first started doing this, I would literally lose, like, weekends. I would be in that trance state for days. And it was completely changing me. But what I found is my 3D mind, my lower mind, it couldn't expand enough yet into being lucid, you know, in these higher dimensions yet. So the more that you spin, the more that you expand, pretty soon you'll be able to stay lucid in all 12 dimensions, and that's when you really start to see what's going on in our universe. So it just takes practice, and but you know what, I also, even though I've been doing this for so long and I stay lucid, I will also take time when I feel like I am low on energy, and I'll just open it up, get it going, I'll lie down, and I'll breathe, and I'll go into that trance state and feed. It's just like my fuel comes in, just like, you know, you go into the gas station, you just fuel up, and it may take 30 minutes, it may take an hour, whatever I need, and all of a sudden, pop, I wake up, and I'm like, bing, I'm all ready to go again. So the trance state is very regenerative as well.
I feel that. I mean, but let me just read what's coming in, because there's some things that are astounding, almost shocking to me. I mean, a lot of people are like literally now in a different reality in terms of their state. Like they're just feeling completely expanded. A lot of people, their consciousness almost couldn't handle that level of awareness, and it actually, they lost lucidity. And so they said, oh, I didn't even remember, like, I don't even remember what happened. One person said, I fell asleep or I got in a trance. Is this normal? Another person, Anita, I went into a deep state of sleep. I just dozed off. Did I miss the session?
It's still happening. Don't worry.
Wow. Another person said, I had this headache. And before she started working on my head, it just went away. It's gone. It was Becky, completely gone. Another person said, I felt my forehead tighten. It's almost, and then she just went asleep. Another person said that she was completely in a heavenly body state. This is Linda from Santa Cruz. And if not for the magnets holding me down, I definitely would have been out of my body.
Yeah,
I had this very interesting tickle. Okay, so that happens. Okay. I had this very interesting tickle in my upper abdomen or solar plexus, and then just a complete total peace and calm. I am now so anchored into my own frequency. I guess when you talked about like your own soul frequency, she says, I have a grin on my face and I can see things really clearly now.
Awesome, everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
astounding. It's astounding what people are feeling. I mean, another person could see everything spinning, and then this literally like through a window of her house, this huge whoosh of air, she says, this just came through, and all was still. She feels a tingling and pinprick in her arms and feels just this amazing happiness. And the comments are just flying in here. Very similar. Everyone feeling the same thing. People releasing. Another person said, I yawned. What happened just there? Yawning
yawning,
and over again.
Right. That's common too, because you are releasing out through the breath that, yes, all of that discordant energy. Yes. That's good.
Wow. One person, Irene, said, I am a different person from the one who started out today. I saw the crystalline energy. I saw the diamonds. She saw faces. She says, thank you. It shifted her, and I have got to believe that's going to be permanent. Now, listen to this.
Go ahead. We're, you know, releasing all those layers of false ego identity, you know, and the story. And we're just getting into our true self, our divine self. And we do, and it is different. I'm totally different than when I first started this process. But so much.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe the power that people are tapping into. Cheryl said, not only is my my body vibrating, but now my spirit is vibrating. I mean, it's almost, I'm imagining this connection between her third-dimensional consciousness and this ultra-dimensional self.
Yes. Because it's your, and when we're working up way in those higher realms of 12th dimension and higher, what we're connecting to is the oversoul, which is the composite of all of our incarnations and timelines and soul aspects. And so this is what we're uniting into oneness and bringing into us. So we're tapping in and bringing in our mastery from other timelines as well. And that's how I'm doing this work. Meg, the human, has no idea how to do this work. I've been bringing in the mastery of this process and this technique from another timeline. And so that's when you really start to grow with your capacity and your potential to manifest.
I am just absolutely astounded. We have Paula who wrote in and said, I feel like I finally come home. We had another person said, I saw lots of things falling off of me. Then I've been yawning all along with the expansiveness of my body and the buzzing. Cheryl said, I've never felt this before. I visualized the golden frequency. I saw a series of symbols on the gold column, and I knew it was my name. It was just waiting for me to claim. Very, very cool stuff. It just keeps coming in. Kimberly said this Meg is the best ever. Her energy does not play around. It pushes the darkness out and puts the light in. Her energy is no nonsense. Mm-hmm. She shoveled out the darkness, and Kimberly said, I need her in my life. She wants to interview you for Yahoo News. So we're going to talk with Kimberly and see how we can make all that happen and get this out to more and more people. So very, very awesome. Okay, so everybody's kind of just in a huge state here. Tell me, I mean, is there more beyond this? I mean, did we kind of reach the pinnacle, or is this just
this is just the start. Oh, no. This is just the start, because once you start to integrate inside with this unified field of all your timelines, we get into any past life karma that needs to be cleared and resolved. We get into any soul contracts with people in our lives that we need to resolve and close. There's so much here that needs to be, you know, dove into and be able to bring into balance. That's really what we're doing here. We're bringing everything into this still point, into this balance point. And we're integrating our masculine and feminine energies so that we actually become complete and whole inside. That completely alters how we are in relationship. It eliminates any kind of codependency. We're very empowered and authentic in our relationships. So there's so much here. And so when you're in, because we're getting into the molecular level, we're also pulling out any kind of disease matrices, because what I have found is truly disease is connected to where we have been, you know, the root cause in a sense is where we've been disconnected from this spiritual energy, from our light, from our source. And also, too, there's so much hidden emotional pain from this life, early childhood and past life. And so that's what we're going back in time, because the vortex works like a time machine. So it takes us anywhere we basically focus our attention on, any kind of coordinates in time we can focus our attention on, and the vortex will take us there. And so that's when we can drop into this energy that's stored of past emotional pain or wounding. All of that needs to come out so that we're disease-free, we're living in a timeless genetic code, where there's no more aging, no more decay. We're able to transform ourselves in the antimatter field with our consciousness. This is where we're really starting to become an alchemist, because when we clean things up, we start to get into that real union of the soul and the human, and we're no longer being controlled by the ego, the ego mind. We're really now living the life guided by the divine will, the higher mind. This is then when we can start to create our lives as an alchemist. So there's so much more. So this is just the start. And there is, you know, there's healing work to be done. There's cleaning work that needs to be done. And it's just because we've been living in this environment of duality for 26,000 years, you know, so there's been a lot built up inside us. And I realized I'll never get through this if I don't have something to help me. And this is so fast. It's the only tool I found that will really accelerate this so fast that you can move out lifetimes. When I first started 17 years ago, it would take me months, sometimes years, to just pull out one program from my family. Now we can move out lifetimes. It's moving so fast, and that's why this year is so powerful, that we just make this quantum leap, you know, in our evolution. So, yes, that was the start, and everyone now has the embedded template under their feet in their platform, and they can start to work with it on their own and keep going, keep moving forward, keep advancing.
Well, we're getting a lot of people writing in, and I guess one question that I want to ask is, you know, what is, when we talk about like illness and disease or limiting beliefs and programs, mm-hmm. can you, in plain language, you know, just if for the people that aren't following along, or maybe they feel like, I've never heard this, I just need my mind to sort of say, why would this shift your life away from those limitations or those physical challenges that are creating a lack of vitality? What is happening here for the layperson to understand?
Okay, so if we just continue in status quo and we don't do anything, we don't make any changes, we'll remain in this downward spiral of time and decay and all of these emotional imbalances that have built up over the many lifetimes. And we'll live still in that ego control, you know, and we're going to still live in that counterforce, right? You know, that's sabotaging all of our positive efforts. So what this does, the benefits of using this quantum vortex, is what it does is it skyrockets your kundalini activation, as we just started. It gets you into that expansion of your full potential. And then what it's doing is it's accelerating your progress so fast because we're in that upward spiral dynamic because we're using the zero point in our core. What it does is it really helps you cross the threshold from 3D time into this new earth that is fifth dimensional. And so it gets us, I literally see it like a membrane, almost like moving through jello, right? We're just going to move through that membrane of time and into the higher realm, the fifth dimensional realm that's in unity consciousness. And the only way we can get across into that higher realm is we have to get rid of our polarity. And so that's why this is so important to use this technique to just really go in and neutralize and clear out all of your polarity. And then when you get more of this union occurring with the Oversoul and the human self, then all of your life decisions are now guided by the heart, right, and the truth of your soul purpose. You can't make any mistakes at that point. You're just following your inner wisdom. And I find by doing this work, then our hearts are healed and they're filled with this divine love of source, of Mother, Father. And it's what's happening is we're actually starting to create a field of love inside us and around our bodies. And that is what's then magnetizing in all that we need to support us from the quantum field. And then we're also able to stream that field of love into the collective around the planet and help everyone lift up. So not only are we healing ourselves, we're also helping others. It's like, you know, microcosm, macrocosm. What we do on ourselves, we can then share out into the world and help others. So that's the process I see happening here in the next 6 months.
I agree, and again, it's what's incredible is people are writing in again and again. I want to do a few things. I want to take people's questions. So if you have a question for Meg, you have a question about the process, a question about maybe your life, your transformation, where you want to go, send that in. I'm going to compile those. Meg, a quick question. We didn't talk about a lot more that we could have talked about here. There's still much more. One thing you mentioned, and I've done some work in this, not as deep as you by any stretch, but the pineal gland and the network of our psychic and intuitive communications. Tell me about that and why it's important for us to do your work at this higher level to activate that pineal. I've never heard anybody talk about the pineal activations here,
okay.
And yet it's something that is so powerful that is our birthright, and we've been closed off from it.
Yes.
And no one's activating it for us until you. Tell me.
Well, it's so interesting because if you actually look at an image like a slice of the brain and into the pineal, it's literally embedded in the image of the eye of Horus, the eye of the god of Ra. It's insane. The Egyptians knew what they were talking about when they were using that symbol of the eye of Ra because it's set in fluid in between the left and right brain, and it literally works like the portal between our three-dimensional self and then up into the higher realms, the higher dimensions. And because it's in three dimension, you know, because it's been in this lower compression of polarity, it's not been able to activate. This is why all the ancient teachers are always saying you need to meditate.
Okay, so I may interrupt you a little bit here because I want to be sure. So we are not, for people that aren't familiar with this, we are not currently, most of us, activating our pineal gland?
No, we are not.
Okay, so there's this gland, and is it in the center point of our brain? It's like in the absolute center almost?
Yeah.
It's in the absolute center of our brain. Most of us have never heard about it, and we're not activating it. Why?
Right. Well, that's my personal opinion.
That's the question.
Yeah, it's because there is a controlling force on our planet to not want us to. That's the counter.
And why would they? So I kind of believe that too. Couple follow-up questions, and I just kind of want to do this short burst dialogue. Why does it? Okay. How is it being shut off or not activated? What are the things that are happening that are causing that? And then what happens if we do activate it?
Okay. There's lots of ways that it's being shut down. Definitely even just in the frequency waves around the planet, putting off through radio frequency, you know, through the television, all of the electronics are in certain frequency level bands that are lower to try to keep the brain in the lower brain waves. And so it's trying to keep us in, if you can keep the brain waves on the planet in like a theta state or a delta state, that's really kind of a hypnotic state. And so then we're very manipulative. You know, we can be very manipulated. We can be in more of an amnesia. We can be robotic. And so this is how a lot of this is being used to keep us from opening up to our full brain capacity and our own awareness, our own sovereignty, our own independent thought, and to come awake. And so when we go into the vortex spin, we're basically repelling, as you saw, we're repelling all of that interference in the frequency waves, right?
Ooh.
Pushing them away us, right, all the way. And we're getting into that zero point, right? And then we can then select what kind of frequency we want to run in our own brain waves. And so, of course, I go straight up. I go right up to the divine. And that's what I stream into my brain waves. And that's how I've been able to elevate them up into more of the gamma frequency range. That's where you start to open up your pineal. And then the network shoots open.
Are things like fluoride and things shutting down and calcifying the pineal? So there's like you wonder why they tell us, they're putting fluoride in our water for our teeth, but it's actually to shut down and calcify our pineal gland. Is that what you're...
All of the additives, you know, in our food, yes, in the water, even in the air, all of that is, in a sense, lowering our vibration so we can't get the brain waves up into the higher range for the pineal to activate. All of it is dumbing us down.
Doesn't the pineal as well, I've read somewhere like where people will do like meditations when the first like sun comes up and there's like sort of an activation from that as well with the pineal?
They say that if you can do direct sunlight viewing, then that actually helps activate the pineal. So the safest time is right, as you said, at sunrise, where it's not going to harm your eyes, so you can actually get that. Because, you know, we're bringing in then pure gamma ray from the sun into the pineal through the eyes. So, yes, that's a great way to do it as well. Also, any kind of brainwave entrainment atoning at gamma level will help as well. So it's just starting to... Mm. Take control back of your mind and say, oh, wait a minute. So getting off all of the medications and the additives and, you know, really start to live clean and work with your brainwaves, work with your toning. This all opens it all up.
Quick question. Okay, so one person's asking, why would we want to activate the pineal gland? What does it have to do with our abilities or psychic abilities? Why is it important?
So our lower mind of the human self only operates in the three dimensions. So it only believes what it can, what it can see, feel, and touch. So more of our higher wisdom needs to come down from the higher dimensional self. And when the pineal is not activated, then we have like a ceiling right there at our lower mind, and we can't access anything remaining. If we're in a 12-dimensional universe and we're only living in three dimensions, we're missing 9 dimensions of experience, knowledge, wisdom, all of it. So when we can get the pineal open, that shoots upwards into the other 9 dimensions, a neural network that starts to bring incoming information. You know, consciousness, it travels through photon light. So the more that we actually meditate and bring in the light, the crystalline light, the photon light, it's traveling into us and bringing in that higher awareness, that higher consciousness. It's actually how it travels in to the brain and then moves in through the receptor sites, and we start to integrate it. So the more that we can open up to the higher 12 dimensions, open our mind, our brain up to receiving transmissions from these higher dimensions, the more that we then see what's truly happening in our universe and get beyond this illusion of the three dimensions, because it's really not what we think it is. We actually start to see what's really coming down, and we actually see what's happening and coming in our future. And so you start to live out of time. You can actually see what's coming in your future towards you, and you can then alter it. You start to become co-creator of your life in all moments because you're in tune to future time. And you're also in tune to past, where you can actually go back and redo past. I work with clients all the time where we go back and we rewrite the past. And so you
rewrite
start to live.
The past. Wow.
Yeah, you can go back and rewrite the past. Yeah. When you unlock of time, everything's open.
You are such an encyclopedia. I mean, I have a million questions, and one person is asking who or what is trying to dumb us down, and maybe it's the first time they've heard that, but thoughts on that?
Okay, so how I've been, of course, I didn't know any of this either until I started using the vortex and opening up my ability to see beyond the illusion. And so what I've been shown in the past 15 years and working with clients as well is there's this planet is so coveted that there are all kinds of visitor races from other planetary systems that are occupying our planet, basically. And they have gotten into our governments and into our banking system, and they have taken over the resources of our planet, and they are the 1% elite that's controlling everything on the planet right now. They do not want the humans to wake up. They want to continue to control it. They are basically like parasitic races that are taking everything they can, all the resources of the planet, and then they move on. That's
yes.
how they survive. So we need to wake up to this, and we need to actually, and I see that happening actually, like Occupy Wall Street, you know, and the Arab Spring.
Yeah,
we're seeing where people are waking up to this and going, oh, hell no, and we're starting to take our planet back. And so that's what's happening with this amazing year of this awakening, you know, this new consciousness of awakening in everyone. It scared me at first when I saw what was happening.
Yeah.
But then immediately as you connect to your higher power, you realize, wait a minute, we're very powerful beings here. There's nothing to be afraid of. Let's just take our planet back. So that's what we're doing.
Now, Meg, I mean, can we, I mean, this is a great question. I mean, with these people in control of the leadership, the banking and government and some of these elites, can we take it back? I mean, do you, as you
yeah.
go into high dimensions, do you see us taking it back, or do you see sort of this grid of control? And for a lot of people here, I'm just going to make this point. I mean, if we get into politics and say, oh, no, I like this person, they're all kind of really controlled by the same things. I mean, there's nobody really that independent. So we have to really separate from, you know, if you're in the U.S., oh, no, I like this person versus that. They're all two heads of the same snake. If you can get that, you can really understand what we're talking about. And, you know, so there's no – don't get into the duality that, you know, one is this. No, they're all the same. So, Meg, can we win this, and then how do we win this?
We definitely are winning. From what I can see when I go into all time, I have seen where there have been so many beloved beings who have come to this planet to drop into these dark systems and bring the light into the systems to break them down and collapse them, and it is already collapsing. And so in a way, that dark regime of power and control is already falling apart. It's already dying. It's already coming apart at the seams. It's collapsing for sure. And what I'm seeing then is as more and more souls awaken and start to live on this beautiful Christ light, you know, they start to open and feel the love in their hearts, then what's happening
yes.
is it's such a high frequency that we are literally spinning this whole planet faster and faster and higher and higher, and we're just going to spin off, and that dark, dying, collapsing one is going to spin off. And so they've done a lot of studies, and even NASA's come out where they've been able to document that even our moon and they say that the moon is a spin-off from Earth, from the torque spin. It's happened before. When every time that Earth lines up with the galactic core, we get this surge, we get this spin-up, and the moon is actually a spin-off from Earth. And so what I'm sensing is this collapsing, dying regime is going to be another spin-off, and maybe another moon. Who knows how it will show up. But that's what they're predicting. But that's what I see when actually I go in front in the future. It's already happening.
I love it. Now,
really
for people, I think that, you know, and I think this explains, I want to say this, I think this explains, Meg, why some people are having such a hard time manifesting abundance, because they are trapped. You know, I said this in the beginning of the UAuth Revolution main page, is that there are two models, and the elites want us to stay in this model of, you know, work the 40-hour week job, work, you know, for somebody, be sort of doing what you've always done, do what you think is going to give you security versus what really you're here to do and your passion. And people who are holding to that old model because that's the way it's always been done, is exactly what the elitists of the world and these controlling structures want you to do, so that you lose more and more of your opportunities, you lose your wealth, you become scared, you become frustrated, you become worried, you become part of the power grid, and you're easily manipulated. You know, if I hear another person write me in and say, oh, well, I've lost my job and I'm on this and that, I'm like, look, this has been the message of this event, guys. If you haven't heard me, it is now the time to wake up. And you are not going to get anywhere following that model any longer. It is gone. It is now time that what we do here becomes the norm. So for someone who is having abundance issues, Meg, let's get to the heart of it. How can this benefit them? If it's just detaching from the old model, what can it do for somebody who right now cannot pay the bills?
Okay, so exactly what you just said, in that we are moving from one model to another. So we're leaving behind this old model of polarity where we're in that kind of counterforce of opposition. So anytime you needed to manifest, you had to kind of push effort into getting it out into the world. Mm-hmm. We're leaving that behind. We're moving into now this singularity, which is a standing wave, pulse of light that just ignites inside us. And we're also getting into this Taurus vortex spin. So it's kind of like a donut spinning around us, right? And it brings in from the quantum field exactly what matches our soul frequency. So no more effort. This is where we work internally. So everything that we visualize and our feeling, our heart's desire to support ourselves, we hold that inside us here in our hearts and in our bellies and our solar plexus and our minds. And then the singular pulse starts to create a magnetic field that goes out into the donut spin. It spins out into the quantum field. It starts to pull it back in. And this is how we manifest. It's not through effort. It's through actually energy. It's through magnetism, but it's not, you know, magnetism with this law of attraction with the polarity. This is where we're really just getting into where the quantum field is basically just pulsing around your body. You're in it. You're just, you become open to the antiparticle that matches every particle. You start to get into the whole field. You pulse in what it is that you need in your mind and your visioning and your meditations. So I pull everything inside. I pull all my business energy inside me. Everything that is near and dear to me, I pull inside me. I fuel it with this crystalline light in my heart, and it gets into my spin, and it starts to just pulling in more and pulling in more. I don't have to go out and fight the world. I don't have to battle. I don't have to effort. So it's
magical. Oh, my God. I mean,
singularity.
Wow. I don't have to fight. I don't have to battle.
No.
I love this.
No.
I mean,
it's all through energy.
So many questions, Meg. I could just go on forever. For people in the health area or the wellness or vitality area, I mean, is it a similar answer as to why this tunes them into their natural frequency, as to why this is also a way to be more vital in a health perspective?
Yeah, because that Taurus vortex, this donut-shaped vortex, this is what Nikola Tesla, you know, discovered 100 years ago. This is the source of free energy in our universe. So when you get that operating in your own field naturally 24/7, you are tapping into this source of endless energy all the time. And because it's coming in through photon light, you can then use your mind. Our mind is holographic, so you just start to imprint the visions, the images, into the incoming light, and that gets into the quantum field. So anyone who is working as a healer, who is wanting to work on more planetary situations, you can use this in any area that you're doing. It's because it's a universal tool, basically. It just comes in around our own energy field, and it supports us. So I feel really this is our future. This is what we're moving to. This is the new paradigm that we're moving into.
Incredible. For the person that is here and says, you know, I'm not really sure what I'm here to do. I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm good at. How can this serve them?
Okay. Perfect question. Thank you. Because I had the same problem. You know, it's just like, what am I even supposed to do with this technique? It was just like overwhelming. And so what I found is, if you can spend some time regularly just meditating and pulling more and more of your soul presence inside you, into your body, into your heart, what this does is it gets you in touch with yourself. This is literally the only way that I actually could learn who I am. It's very experiential. Mm-hmm. It's the path of self-realization. This is where we really start to learn who we are as it. Because when we get our soul presence in, it's not there just to hang out, right? It wants to create. And so it's constantly giving me new ideas, new passions inside me of what, let's go do this, let's go do this. So when the soul comes in, it's going to want to go out and create in the world. And that's how you start to learn what is your true essence, what is, you know, what makes you unique, you. And then also, too, what I found is when we are able to run our soul frequency through the channels of our body, what this does is it opens us up to our own Akashic records. So it operates in a sense, I found our soul frequency operates like a library card. You know, you swipe the frequency of your soul and it gets you into your own Akashic records. And this is the living library that's in our unified field of all time. So this tells us where we're from, this tells us what our purpose is, or what our blueprint is. So that soul frequency is key. The more that you can meditate and keep bringing that soul frequency in and getting very tuned into it and feeling it, it has its own energy, it has its own energy feel. That is what's going to unlock your unified field to all that you are, your whole Akashic records.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amazing. I am incredibly excited about this. So what are some of the people that you've worked with, when they tapped into this, what are some of the favorite stories or things that you've seen happen? Because I think for a lot of people here, I'm getting a lot of questions, and I want to first apologize. A lot of people are sending in questions, like literally they're coming in dozens at a time, so I'm not avoiding questions. I'm getting so many, I'm trying to pick general big themes because this is such a cutting-edge thing for a lot of people. And the other thing I'm going to say is I am aware of all of the things that we've talked about, especially with the control structures. I've been aware of it. I haven't brought it up here as strongly as I have today because I think a lot of the guests probably aren't really at that vibration level, whereas with Meg, we can just sort of let it all hang out.
Yeah.
But for people who, a lot of people are still like kind of in shock, and they're like, okay, how can this help my life? I didn't even know this stuff, and is this, should I do this, or should I use the law of attraction? And we're getting a lot of that, like, I'm torn now. You're telling me the law of attraction isn't what I need to be doing. I need to be doing this. What are some of the people that you've worked with, some of your favorite stories of transformation through this amazing, I'm not even going to call it work, I'm just going to call it truth?
Okay. Just first, too, we can use the law of attraction, but we're now going to use it with singularity. That's the only difference that I wanted to make.
Okay.
Want to make that note. We're not dumping it. It's just we're using our own magnetism to draw in what we need in the quantum field, but we're using it through singularity, not polarity. And I think, I've been using the vortex for almost 20 years. I think that's probably why Abraham Hicks is now introducing the vortex to the world, because, this is the tool that we're going to use. This is our future paradigm. This is how we're going to do it. Now, so what I've found and been working with people for 17 years, it's just been such, in a sense, it's been my university, right? I get to learn as I get in with people and hear their stories and see what this is doing for them. It's been extraordinary, but so many ways, so many areas that it has been unlocking them from where they were really caught into an abusive program. Like for myself, I even was born into a family with ritual abuse. And then you get caught into addictions. You get caught into low self-esteem, sabotaging, negative thinking. All of this stuff gets blown out, gets freed out, gets removed when you're in that zero point in the vortex. So what you're doing is you're really starting to break free of all of these kind of oppressive systems and programs that aren't letting you live in joy. We should be living in joy all the time. And I wasn't. I was deeply depressed. I had OCD. I had panic attacks. I had all of this stuff. I finally realized something's very wrong with me. And lo and behold, this, our greatest wound leads us to our greatest gift. It dropped this in my lap, and it was like my lifesaver to get out of that dark world, that dark life. So it's literally a life transformational tool. Anywhere you apply it, you'll be able to shift the energy. So anywhere that you feel you have any kind of, you feel blocked or locked down, or you feel out of balance, or you feel like some behavior is running me that I really feel is destructive to me, these kinds of things. That's what I focus on in sessions with people. that we've seen people transform their marriages. We've seen people break free of addictions and abusive partnerships. You know, and we see people healing disease because they got into, women come to me and they've had breast cancer. They get into the root of that, and it's usually very deep grief, right? You know, I got to get into where the feminine has been destroyed, right? And so we got to go in there and go heal it. Yes, and so then the body can start to regenerate once we get that out, you know, once we heal that. So anything and everything you can apply to, and I find in working with clients in private sessions too, is when we can get into this really expanded state, did it really shift my perspective. So I began to see more through the eyes of my higher self now, my oversoul, and pull away from the ego, right? So that ego is really not our friend. That ego is the negative thoughts and controlling behavior. And so we start to kind of pull the ego out of the body. I actually start to push the ego into the aura, and I quarantine it, and it's like, all right, you stay over there, because I need to start to transform you into light. And so that's how I've been doing it, and it really does work, actually. So you're clearing your biocircuitry of the egoic power and control so the soul can come more in, and then you really start to live from the higher witness, right? You know, that observer consciousness.
Yes,
and the ego, and the ego just dissolves, so it's not a problem anymore. Yeah.
Well, I've got so many questions for you, and we're going to need to have you back. There's no question about that. And I want to talk about a special video you have for everybody here that I think is pretty awesome. I've been watching it and watched it this morning. Blew my mind. And also what you have for people to go deeper into this. Nobody has ever come close to sharing this much information with us on this event. And Tracy from Hollywood, California said, this is beyond anyone you've ever brought on ever, Darius. Paula from Los Altos said, I can't believe all the answers. This is a godsend. Another person said, thank you for bringing the unspoken truth out. People are just absolutely astounded, flabbergasted, and excited. So they want to go deeper into this. They want not only to get answers, but they want to be able to experience their own answers. So what Meg has done that is, I think, just beautiful is, first of all, she has an incredible video, and I'm going to give you the page where that is. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Meg, M-E-G, uwealthrevolution.com/Meg. And this is talking about vortex energy and increasing our vibration, Meg?
Yes.
The video?
It's increasing the vibration. This is key. So we can get into that upward spiral, into the counterclockwise spiral, and then that's creating the environment where you can start to bring your soul frequency in and start the transformation. So the video is just kind of, it's informative and walking you through some of the steps of why this is so valuable. And, yes, that's on the page that Darius just gave to you.
Okay. So that's at uwealthrevolution.com/Meg. But then there's also a very special package with even coaching telecourse by you, where you can get live training and personalized training from Meg in this, and she is the only one I know with this level that you can get this from. So what we have here is astounding. Meg, maybe let's talk about what you put together, because it is very unique, and having that personal component is mind-blowing. Let's go through it. What is on that page that you've put together for us?
Okay, so what I've done is I've compiled what I feel is the necessary steps to get started. So I called it just the starter course, because it's drawing from the last 17 years of all that I've gone through myself and then working with clients. And I've broken it into four different categories that are sequential. So you start with first just exploring the human energy field. And I have an ebook and a download meditation recording that's to start activating the vortex energy on your own. And embedded in that recording, of course, is the sacred geometry template so that it will bend space so you can get it moving up around you on your own. I've embedded a lot of codes into the recording so that it will help you get started. And then the second stage is then now moving into what I call the healing the original wound of separation. I found this when I started doing the healing work. It was like, oh, my God, everyone seems to have this like big hole inside them. And when I go into time, it really goes back into early childhood, the first formative years here when we really start to lose our connection to spirit.
Yes.
It's literally like it just pulls the energetic umbilical cord right out of us, right? And so we all have this like gaping wound, an energetic wound inside our core, and we've been trying to fill this with all these different substances and, you know, all this other stuff that really isn't going to work. So the key to becoming whole, we have to heal this original wound of separation. There's an ebook on that with some exercises as well. And I have two meditations that will help you work. One is healing the original wound, and then one is nurturing the inner spirit. We have to really work with kind of that inner child energy that is holding that wound and get and what I have found is when we heal the inner child, that's when the joy starts to come alive in our bodies again. That's really coming from our inner child. Okay, and then the third step is working with the shadow self. Okay, so we kind of talked about this a little bit about the ego, but we cannot ascend and hold our soul frequency and really merge with the divine self when that ego is running. So there's an ebook on the shadow self and just describing what all that is and some exercises on that. And then two vortex meditation downloads. One is how to collapse ego attachments, and then how to heal the fragmented self, because that's what the ego does. It actually starts to fragment us. And so those, again, starting to piece ourselves back together from being in this duality for thousands of years. This is what we're doing. And then finally, the final stage is how to become a divine human, an ebook on that, especially about, I call it the container of light. Remember when we started our activation, we set up we're trying to get this vortex around us like a container of light, like an orb of protection. And
right.
So it goes into how to do that in an exercise on that. And then there's two meditation downloads as well. One is about the unified field energy exchange. And this, of course, is so important. We learn how to master how we exchange energy with the world and with people and with all of, you know, this is where we get in trouble. We have to learn how to contain our energy, right, so that we're not getting violated and we're not getting invaded and we're not getting drained. We start to learn how to hold our power, our light inside. And then the second meditation is how to rebirth our true self. And this, of course, is what we were talking about in this class, is how to get the divine self alive inside us, the Kundalini awakened, really opening to our Akashic records, how to rebirth our true self. And so those are the downloads that you get to work with. And then next month on July 14th, it's a Saturday, I'm going to be hosting a private coaching teleseminar for all who purchase the starter course. And I've done these in the past where people call in and they have problems. You know, I can't seem to get this going, or I have a question on this. And it's just live coaching. We get right in there, and I will work energetically with everyone who's on the call.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cool. And it gives them time to really get through the work.
Yeah.
Let me tell people where it is, and I'm going to ask you some questions about each piece. First of all, you brought this down to it's a $750 what it sells for. It's $97 for us here, which I think is astounding.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that, you know, what we do here and is try it, transform, or we give you your money back. I mean, it's 30 days. Try this. Get into it. Feel it. Let it shift your life. Get what it has done in a much deeper way than even what we could share with you here, and transform. And if you're not happy, then we absolutely want you happy, and so we will refund your investment. But Meg, truth is, this is so powerful, and what people experience here, I don't think we'll get many people doing that at all.
Yeah, I don't think so. I haven't had that. Yeah, it's a tool they can use on their own in their own privacy of their own home. They can work on themselves whenever they have the time. They can start to work on their loved ones. Like this, and you can even use the vortex to clear the energy in your home. Like, this is an all-purpose tool, so everyone seems to really enjoy working with it.
Where would somebody start for the people have already tapped into this, already people that are going forward with the program, but where do they start? Do they start on with the ebook on the human energy field and start working with that and start downloading some of those embedded codes? Because I want to ask you about that too, but where would they start?
Okay, definitely they would start with the ebook on the human energy field. I also included, it's not a meditation, it's just me talking, and it's I think it's almost an hour, and it's an introduction of how the whole program works, So it'll help you get, you know, get an overview of what you're working on. I would start with that. And then the first meditation is for beginners, and it's called Activate Vortex Energy. And I would start with that. I think it's about 20 minutes. It's a good time to, you know, you can start it in the morning, get yourself grounded, get the energy up around you, and that way then you're off and running for the day. So those are what I would start with in the beginning of the course.
Now, you said something, and I took notes on this, and I haven't really heard this before, but when you say you embedded codes in these recordings, what kind of codes, I mean, when you say codes, what are the codes that were embedded, and why is that something that is important or that we should be interested in?
So what I've learned over using this system over the years is that my Oversoul has the ability to change space with my mind, with my holographic mind. And I realized that doesn't come easy to people in the beginning. So what I did was I used the holograms of sacred geometry and embedded them in the recordings and in the vibration of the audio so that it helps people work with the sacred geometry to open up and spin energy. You know, that Metatron's cube is incredible because what it's doing is it is actually vortex mathematics, and it starts to create the spin. So I embedded that into the recordings so that people have that active for them until they can actually do that on their own. And that's the goal, of course, is so everybody gets really proficient at this. And so there's also sacred geometry to then open the crown. So this crown of ours at the seventh chakra, this crown is our portal up to the spiritual dimensions. And so that people have a lot of trouble getting that open as well. So I've actually worked with a sound engineer, and he put the meditations on his system. And he's like, okay, first of all, when I'm tuning into you, you're not even showing up on 3D. You're way up in 5D and higher. I was like, cool, it's working. And then he's like, and I don't know how you're doing it, but your frequency in these meditations are at the crown chakra, so you're opening the portal there for people. So my Oversoul knows how to do it, and so that's what's coded into the recordings.
Coded in, so they get that. Now, when they listen to this, each of the different levels, is there some part of us that downloads that coding or that recognizes that coding? It's almost like a software that that we can run, but we haven't run it because, well, it's just been kept from us. I mean, come on, like, we really should. If this is valuable, which it is, we should have learned this in school, but yet,
I know,
they're hiding the software from us because they don't want us to escape this prison reality and create our real reality. So when we do that, it's like something in us activates. Is that correct?
Yes, it's like it's dormant in your mind, in your brain, and when the frequency hits it, it just starts to open up, starts to wake up. So it's you know, we're all designed to operate. I call it the original blueprint. You know, we're all designed to operate at our full potential. So we already have it in the DNA. We already have it in the pineal. You know, it's all waiting, but we've not been able to activate it because we've been at these very low frequencies, right? And so now when you work with these meditations, you're going to start to, and as people felt today, you're going to start to feel these divine frequencies now streaming in, and they go right into these dormant areas in the brain, in the pineal, in the DNA, and they start to activate it up. And so it's all
amazing.
In you. It's just getting it running. That's the goal here.
Amazing. I love it. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Meg, M-E-G. And all of this is included. And, wow, you know, when I read stuff here that you know, nurturing the inner spirit, releasing the shadow self, collapsing the attachments to ego, healing the fragmented self, what I'm sensing is that there is a self, there is a truth that is in all of us, and we, with this, can begin to really connect energetically and codedly into that truth without having to struggle, without having to work at it, without having to deal with all of the processes and things that everyone's kind of put in front of us that we think we have to do so we can somehow get the secret. But it's a frequency, it's a code, it's a intelligent vibrational energy that's trying to reach us, yet we've been in this box. And, you know, when you're in a box, you've got to get outside of the box to see what's on the other side of the box. And me giving you a bunch of information when you're in the box is just going to be you in the box reading information. You've got to open the top of the box and see what the real truth is. And that's my feeling on this.
Yeah, this technology, if you want to call it, isn't new. You know, this has been an existing in all time in our universe where,
right. They,
you know, they've been doing studies here back in ancient Egypt in the pre-dynastic times. And you even see embedded on the walls the flower of life. You know, they used sacred geometry
yes.
even back then. So we're not inventing the wheel here. We're just waking up to it again. So it's all been time-tested over and over again. And what fascinated me is one of the ways that I was introduced into starting the sacred geometry in my own template was my team, my guides would say, okay, imagine that you're stepping into the Pyramid of Giza, and you're stepping onto the sacred geometry there, and it's a crystalline grid underneath the floor under the Pyramid of Giza, and that this is crystalline technology that we're doing when we use the vortex, and it's going to start to spin up, and it's called a phi spiral, and it's going to start to move up through your body, and it's going to get all the way up to that pineal, and it's going to pop it open as the Eye of Horus, and it's going to open up your human radio antenna. And I was like, oh, my God, this is what's happening. And so this is what we're doing. We're using, in the sense, what was designed in our ancient pyramids as communication tools to the universe. We're using it around our bodies to do the exact same thing, and it does work, and it's amazing.
I've got a question, and I know we're gone long, but who is this not for? Who is this not for? And I know that's kind of a unique question, but who would this not be suitable for? Is there anybody? I mean, is there somebody that just would not want this?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, the only thing I could think of would be a soul that doesn't want to evolve or doesn't have a heart center developed. I mean, maybe that's, you know, wants to maintain control over others so that it wants to stay an ego. You know, we have to surrender the ego control to do this. So if it wants to stay an ego, then this might not be it for it. But otherwise, it's for all souls who want to evolve and ascend and come back into union and oneness.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. One quick question. Oh, God, I have so many. I know we've gone long. I think we're going to have you back because I've got tons of questions. Can this help people see into the future? I mean, you talked about sort of like seeing the future of the way things would go. This can help you see into the future and kind of understand the energetic movement that is propelling us forward and
yeah, so how it appears to me when I open up to all the dimensions is our universe is like this. It's just almost like a kaleidoscope of flashing timelines. It's just an infinite number of potential future timelines. And so what we do is we can read in front of our body that's going right on our path into the future time. We can start to read what's starting to show up in front of us. That means it's already in motion, right? Mm-hmm. We've already started to get that going. And if it's not working well or it doesn't feel right, I do this all the time. I can immediately start to sense that something's in front of me on my future path that doesn't feel in balance. I'll immediately go in and shift it and get it back into this, you know, this beautiful harmonic. So you're constantly vigilant on what you're creating 24/7. You're really, you got to be present. You got to be in your, you know, in your body. You got to be awake. We can't check out. You got to be really paying attention. And then you keep yourself out of trouble. You are constantly adjusting the future timeline in front of you. And I have to tell you, multiple times, because I've been doing this almost 20 years, I've had to shift timelines more than once. And so it's kind of like if you're at a train station and you jump a track. I've had to do that as I keep ascending up in frequency and more dimensional higher consciousness, I will upgrade and jump tracks. And so they're continuing to update with me in a sense. And so that's where we really get off the treadmill here of duality. You start to jump tracks and get out of that future timeline.
I am very, very, very excited. I want to make sure that the page is working. One person said there was an error. It might be because a lot of people are running to the page. No, it is working. UWealthRevolution.com/Meg, M-E-G. Cindy, if you're having any trouble, that is the page. oh, boy, everybody is very, very excited. UWealth, Majorie said, can you repeat the URL? UWealth, Y-O-U. Wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, revolution.com/Meg. And there's a video there that is for the training, and then also this special package that includes the personalized teleseminar that Meg is going to be doing in early July or mid-July. And you can find all of that there, plus the package at something like 80% or 90% off. And all of this so you can do this on your own and you can connect. Meg, thank you so much. I have so many questions about where we're going and all of this, but I think it's probably best that we save those for another day and let people get started. Any final words for the group or anything that's coming to you as you feel the energy of the people here at the Wealth Revolution or anything that your oversoul is kind of sent to you regarding the people here and what we're doing and their willingness to sort of move into this next level?
Yes, I have to tell you, since I've been doing this so long, in the earlier years, I don't even know what kept me going because most people thought I was just crazy. And so there wasn't an audience. You know, people weren't interested. They weren't getting it. And I have to tell you, just meeting you and your listeners is so exciting for me because I'm finally seeing that you know, these have been visions to me for almost 20 years that this is happening this year. So to be in the midst of it and to meet all these beautiful souls who are, your hearts are open and you're evolving and you're wanting to take the planet back and you're wanting to create a new world, I am thrilled to meet you and be a part of our soul family here. It's been a lonely track, so it's great to be here with all of you. Thank you.
Well, I think this is incredible because it means we're ready, we're open, and I just want to thank everybody. Meg, thank you for being here. I am just, my brain is so wide open. We're going to have you back. We're going to ask even tougher questions and see where we are moving to and what we can do. And this is the future of all of us. So thank you so much for being here. I absolutely loved our time together.
Thank you, Darius. I love it too. I'd love to come back again.